Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. We're seeing some positive vibes to kick things off, aren't we?
We absolutely are. Futures are signaling a pretty solid start. The S&P 500 futures are up about 20 points, trading around 0.4% above fair value.
Same story for the NASDAQ 100, up 75 points, also 0.4% above fair value, and the Dow futures are climbing too, up 167 points.
That's right. A consistent 0.4% lift across the major indices. There's a definite positive bias in this early trading, really driven by that ongoing momentum we've been seeing.
But, and there's always a but, this bias could shift, especially with economic releases on the horizon. What are we watching for today?
Okay, pencil this in. 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get April housing starts and building permits. Then, at 10 a.m. Eastern, it's the preliminary May University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. These could definitely move the needle.
Got it. And what about treasuries? They often tell a big part of the story for equities.
They're playing ball this morning, supporting that upside skew. The 10-year yield is down 6 basis points to 4.40%, and the 2-year yield is down 3 basis points to 3.94%. Lower yields are generally a good sign for stocks.
Interesting. Any rumblings on the tariff front? That's always a background hum.
Indeed. Reports indicate President Trump mentioned his staff will be sending letters to various trading partners within weeks regarding setting tariff rates. Something to keep an eye on, for sure.
Always. Okay, let's jump into some corporate news. Apple's in the headlines again?
Yes, and it's about Fortnite. Epic Games is saying Apple has blocked their Fortnite submission, so it can't be released to the U.S. App Store or the Epic Games Store for iOS in the European Union. Fortnite on iOS will apparently be offline worldwide until Apple unblocks it.
Wow, that's a big headline for gamers and for Apple. What else is moving?
Novo Nordisk announced that Lars Fruergaard Jorgensen is to step down as CEO. That's a significant leadership change for the pharmaceutical giant.
Definitely. Any good news out there?
How about a massive order for Boeing and GE Aerospace? They've secured a $14.5 billion commitment from Etihad Airways for 28 American-made Boeing 787 and 777X aircraft, all powered by GE engines.
$14.5 billion. That's a serious vote of confidence. Any earnings catching your eye?
Applied Materials, AMAT, beat by 8 cents and reported revenues in line. Their Q3 guidance for EPS and revenue was also in line, so a solid report there.
Okay, solid. What about Take-Two? TTWO.
Take-Two reported Q4 results, beat on net bookings. Their Q1 guidance for EPS and net bookings was in line, so another one meeting expectations.
Let's take a quick trip around the globe. What happened overnight in Asia?
Asia-Pacific equity indices ended the week mostly lower. Japan's Nikkei was unchanged, Hong Kong's Hang Seng down 0.5%, and China's Shanghai Composite off by 0.4%.
Any specific economic data driving that?
Japan's preliminary Q1 GDP showed a slight contraction of 0.2%, which was a bit of a miss after 3 quarters of growth. And a Bank of Japan policymaker warned that more rate hikes could dampen consumption due to tariff uncertainty.
And still some tension with Chinese chipmakers?
Reports suggest the U.S. administration is considering adding 2 more Chinese chipmakers to an entity list. That's a developing story.
Okay, over to Europe. How are things looking there?
Major European indices are aiming for a higher finish to the week. The STOXX Europe 600 is up 0.6%, Germany's DAX up 0.7%, and the UK's FTSE 100 is up 0.4%.
Any specific news driving the European markets?
Well, the European Parliament's Trade Committee backed increased EU tariffs on certain agricultural imports from Russia and Belarus. On a company level, luxury goods group Richemont reported higher sales, which is a nice bright spot.
Good to see some positive individual stock news. And any political developments?
British Prime Minister Starmer said he's confident in reaching a trade deal with the EU ahead of a Monday meeting with EU leaders. That could provide some stability.
All right, let's bring it back to the U.S. and talk earnings and guidance in a bit more detail. We mentioned AMAT and Take-Two. What about Kaeva Group?
Kaeva, symbol Kaeva, actually had a strong report. They beat by 8 cents, beat on revenues, and comps were up a very healthy 10.8%. They also reaffirmed their full-year, quote, 25 comps guidance and increased their adjusted EBITDA guidance.
That sounds great. So Kaeva should be flying.
You'd think so, but it's actually gapping down about 2.8% pre-market. Could be some profit taking after a run-up, or maybe something on their conference call spooked investors slightly. We'll have to watch that one.
Interesting. Any big misses we should be aware of?
Yes, Globant, ticker GLOB. They missed by 8 cents, missed on revenues, and guided Q2 EPS and revs below consensus. They also lowered their full-year 25 guidance. That stock is taking a big hit, down about 26.7% pre-market.
Ouch, that's a rough morning for Globant shareholders. And Doximity, DOCS?
Doximity beat by 11 cents and beat on revenues, which is good. However, their Q1 revenue guidance was below consensus, and their full-year, quote, 26 revenue guidance was also below consensus. The street doesn't like weak guidance. DOCS is down about 21.5%.
So a mixed bag on earnings, really. Some beats, some ugly misses, and guidance issues.
Exactly. Flowers Foods, FLO, also missed on EPS and revenue and lowered their full-year 25 guidance.
Let's shift to some other notable news items. IC Align Technology, ALGN, got approval for its Invisalign palatal expander system in China. That sounds positive.
It is. And Bristol-Myers, BMY, received European Commission approval for a cancer treatment regimen. Gilead and Kite are also presenting new data at upcoming conferences. Lots of pharma and biotech news.
Google One service reached 150 million users, according to reports. That's a nice milestone for GUG.
Definitely. And Microsoft is in the news. As the EU Commission is seeking feedback on commitments Microsoft offered over possible anti-competitive practices related to its Teams product.
The regulatory scrutiny continues. And Tesla, TSLA, has a new board member?
Yes, John Hartung was appointed to the board and will also serve on the audit committee, effective June 1st.
Any M&A activity stirring things up?
A few things. BRFSA and Marfrig Global Foods disclosed a merger agreement. And Charter Communications and Cox Communications announced a definitive agreement to combine companies. That's a big one in the cable space.
Indeed. And Vistra Corp is acquiring 7 natural gas generation facilities.
That's right, adding about 2,600 megawatts of capacity.
Okay, let's look at the pre-market gappers. Who's lighting up the screen on the upside?
We've got Evolve Technologies, EVLV, up over 13%. EBS also up around 12.8%. QUBT is up a similar amount. Rocket Companies, RKT, is up 6%. VST, which we just mentioned with the acquisition, is up almost 5%.
Any other notables gapping up?
CVAC is up nearly 4%, GMED up 3.5%, Constellation Brands, STZ, also up 3.5%, Google, RTX, Gilead, Align, Uber, Domino's Pizza, all seeing some green.
And on the downside, besides Globant and Doximity,
Travere Therapeutics, TVTX, is down 16%. Lithium Americas, LAC, is down about 7.6%. They also filed for a mixed securities shelf offering. Applied Materials, AMAT, despite the inline report, is down nearly 6% pre-market.
So even with a beat and inline guide, AMAT is down. Similar to Kava, market can be fickle.
It certainly can. Take 2, TTWO. Also down about 3.2%.
Let's touch on analyst actions. Any big upgrades?
Caterpillar, CAT, upgraded to neutral from sell at UBS. Martin Marietta, MLM, and Vulcan Materials, VMC, both upgraded to buy from neutral at UBS. So some positive calls in the materials and industrial space there.
Interesting. Carnival, CCL, also got an upgrade to hold from reduce at HSBC.
And Seagate, STX, upgraded to neutral from underperform at BNP Paribas Exane.
What about downgrades? We know Globant got hit.
Yes, Globant, downgraded to neutral from overweight at Piper Sandler. Dick's Sporting Goods, DKS, downgraded to reduce from buy at Gordon Haskett.
Any new initiations that traders should be aware of?
Establishment Labs, ESD, initiated with a buy at BTIG Research. HNI Corporation, HNI, initiated with a buy at Longbow.
Okay, let's dig into some deeper market analysis. Some technical views suggest the SPY has been on an upward trajectory, consolidating with a slight upward bias, mostly staying above that 591 level.
That's what the charts are indicating, a series of higher highs and higher lows, which is typically bullish. There was a significant volume surge recently, though, which could hint at some resistance or at least heightened interest at these levels. Key support for SPY is around 590, with resistance near 594.
And for the QQQ, similar story?
Very similar. An upward trend, increasing volume, and it's been moving above 520. It looks like it's positioning for a potential breakout beyond the 521 resistance. Support for QQQ is seen around 518, resistance at 522.
What about volatility? The VXX has been pretty stable, right?
Yes, hovering around 51.5 with only slight fluctuations. The lack of big spikes or drops there suggests market participants aren't anticipating a drastic increase in volatility. That usually aligns with bullish signals in SPY and QQQ, as low volume often correlates with investor confidence.
But some market sentiment indicators are flashing a bit of a warning, suggesting the market might be a tad overbought on a weekly basis, even if the primary trend is bullish.
That's the tricky part. You have a bullish primary indicator, more buying than selling pressure recently. But that weekly overbought signal warrants caution. It doesn't mean the rally ends tomorrow, but it suggests being a bit more selective, or perhaps tightening stops.
So what's the overall takeaway here? Bullish, but be careful.
Precisely. The current environment suggests caution with an underlying bullish bias. Traders should watch for breakouts above those resistance levels we mentioned. SPY 594, QQQ 522, or breakdowns below support. SPY 590, QQQ 518. Volume on those moves will be key for confirmation.
And sector-wise, where's the strength?
Technology XLK and consumer discretionary XLY are showing signs of strength. XLK in particular has been touching new highs. This suggests a preference for growth over defensive plays.
Which sectors are looking weaker then?
Energy XLE and utilities XLU have shown some signs of weakness. This could be due to fluctuating energy prices for XLE and perhaps interest rate concerns for XLU, even with the recent dip in yields.
So a subtle rotation from defensive to growth-oriented sectors. What are some quick trade ideas or sectors to really focus on at the open?
Given the momentum, swing traders might want to focus on those tech and healthcare sectors for continuation plays. Watch for volume confirmation on any breakouts. ADP has been a strong performer, so that's one to watch for continuation.
Any names you're watching for anticipation of a move?
NVIDIA, NVDA, is always on the anticipation list, especially with its R&D center news in Shanghai. But again, with that overbought weekly indicator, it's wise to be nimble. Maybe consider trimming positions or tightening stops on names that have had big runs. And definitely keep an eye on those economic releases later this morning.
So the big theme is positive momentum, but with key economic data points that could shift sentiment. Watch those key tech and consumer discretionary names, but be mindful of overbought conditions.
You've got it. It's a trader's market where you need to be alert to the cross currents. The falling yields are a tailwind, but company-specific news like with Globant or Doximity shows that stock picking still matters immensely.
And that Apple Fortnite saga will be interesting to watch unfold.
No doubt. It's a clash of titans with significant implications.
All right. That's a fantastic pre-market rundown. Lots to watch as the opening bell approaches. Thanks for the insights.
My pleasure. Let's see how the market digests all this news.
Indeed. And that's your morning dose. We'll be back to cover all the market action. Have a great trading day, everyone.